Thank you for tonight. You're the best big brother in the world. You know I was looking forward to my prom for so long, even when the quarantine started. I still hoped it would end in time for the prom, or that the prom would just be delayed a bit. I didn't even have a date for it yet because things had been so messed up for a while, but I was still hoping to have a prom this year, right up until the moment they announced it was canceled. Then you tricked me. You said we were going to be taking my headshot for college in the fall, and that I should really do up my hair and makeup for it. Except, when I showed up to your room for you to take the photo, you had the prom dress I'd been looking at online laid out on the bed. Somehow you'd ordered it and kept it secret from me. That thing was expensive, too. I'd been saving up money for it, but if the regular prom had happened, I actually would have gone for a cheaper dress that I didn't like that much. I put on the dress, though, and the matching shoes that you also bought, and everything else. Then I went looking for you because I wanted to thank you and give you a piece of my mind for wasting so much of your money on a prom dress when there wasn't going to be a prom. Except there was. When I finally made it to the living room, I saw that you had decorated the entire thing. There were balloons and signs and fancy lighting, and there was music playing. And there was you in a tuxedo and holding a corsage. I almost didn't recognize you. I'd never seen you in a suit before, let alone a tuxedo. You looked really uncomfortable. But you also looked kind of handsome. And you were smiling, despite how much the tux seemed to bother you. It was such a sweet gesture. Everything was. When you put the corsage on my wrist, I almost cried. Or when you apologized for not being able to do better, I wanted to tell you to shut up, because this was far more than I could have asked for. I was having my prom, and if my date was my big brother, then so what? I know you don't like to dance either, but you danced with me. You were clumsy, but at the same time, you were so sweet. You were the best dance partner I ever had. God, this was so much work for you. There were even punch and snacks to eat, and it was the little touches like that that made it feel perfect. It was just the two of us in our living room, but you somehow turned it into the perfect prom, and you were the perfect date. I almost wish Mom and Dad were home to see everything you'd done for me. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad to have you for myself. Wait, don't worry about cleaning everything up. Mom and Dad won't be back for a few days. All of this can wait until tomorrow. I'll help you, too. Besides, the night is not yet over. The prom night experience goes on beyond the dance itself. Obviously, we couldn't rent a limo. There's not another party to go to afterwards, unless we make our own. The prom is the night a lot of girls lose their virginity. I was kind of halfway planning on it, depending on who I went with. Maybe they weren't someone that I loved that much, but you only have this magical night once in your life. I still kind of want to lose my virginity tonight. And you're my date, so that duty kind of falls to you. Even if you're my brother. I've shocked you, haven't I? Now you know how I felt when I saw all of this. And it's reassuring to know for sure that all of this wasn't just some kind of plan to seduce me. The thought came into my head, because what kind of guy works this hard to make a girl happy without wanting sex out of it? Well, the answer to that is apparently my brother. I still would have slept with you, even if that was your intention from the start. I'd have felt like I owed it to you. And as I said, that's the last missing piece of my prom night. It's not like you haven't noticed what a mature young woman I've become over the years. You've never perved on me or did anything weird, but I think it made you nervous to have such a cute little sister. Now that I'm legally an adult, even if I don't act like it all of the time, and you've been one for even longer, even if you're less likely to act like it than I do, except on a night like this, you're the perfect brother and date. I wasn't thinking about sex when this prom first started. That part about losing my virginity on prom night was forgotten in the excitement of realizing that I was getting my own prom. But as I began to see more and more of all the hard work you put into this, with every little detail of the decorations, or when we took our prom photo together, something started to happen. And when we slow danced together, and I laid my head on your shoulder, well, my plan to lose my virginity on prom night suddenly came back to me. And it didn't seem like the impossible goal it had been just a little bit earlier. You don't have to, of course. You didn't have to buy me a prom dress or all kinds of decorations for this room. You didn't have to rent a tux or dress up it so nicely. You didn't have to be the perfect gentleman tonight. And you most definitely don't have to have sex with your little sister. But you most definitely can if you want to. I do. It would be the perfect end to the perfect night. It's not like I'd be having sex with my brother. You'd be my prom date. That's different. Don't ask me how that works, but it does. You haven't said yes, but you haven't said no. I think you want to say the first, but are trying to find the strength to say the second. You don't want to take advantage of me, but I am an adult. I can make my own decisions. When I saw that prom dress in my room, I checked your closet just to make sure you weren't in it. I thought maybe this was kind of a setup to see me change clothes so you could look. I didn't know then that you were down here putting finishing touches on the decorations and making sure everything was perfect. But you can see me undress now. We're no longer at the prom. We're at the fancy hotel room we rented for after the prom, and that we rode to in a limo, laughing and already looking fondly back at the dance, even though the best was yet to come. Now the beautiful prom dress is off, and all I have left is the underwear you purchased to go along with it. It might have felt weird that you bought things like a bra and panties for me. But along with the dress and shoes and other accessories, it was all on my wish list. You didn't specifically order off of that, or I might have seen it, but you did buy everything I was planning on getting, including this bra and these panties. The bra was perfect. They made my breasts look so perfect. It looked like I wasn't even wearing a bra the way the dress hid it. As I took it off, my breasts maybe aren't so big looking, but you're looking so hard at them. It makes me nervous to let you see them. because you're a man. And of course, because you're my brother. I'm also worried about whether you'll like them or not. But that look in your eyes? Well, I guess you've had it in your eyes all night, and maybe longer. You've always seen me as beautiful, even if I didn't feel that way about myself. I have the courage now to take off the panties. I imagined this scene for my prom night so many times. Well, minus my own brother being there, of course. I always kind of counted on me being a little drunk at this point. Maybe someone spiked the punch at the prom, or someone passed around a flask of something when we weren't dancing. Maybe a bottle of champagne was waiting for us in the limo. But tonight, I'm completely sober. Oh, I'm giddy and emotional, but I haven't had a drop of alcohol. I'm still getting naked for my prom date, though. There. Now it's just me, naked. My hair is still styled as best as it could be on my own, and my makeup is still in place. But other than that, it's not the regular old me. Will you take off your clothes now, too, Big Brother? I know how uncomfortable they are, and how much you wanted to get out of them as soon as possible. Not so you could be naked with me, of course, but because I could tell they were driving you crazy. But you still wore them so long for me. Let me help you. Must have been hard to get this tux on so well by yourself. You even wore a real bow tie instead of a clip-on, and you tied it pretty well. But I'm taking that off, and your cummerbund. You're already feeling more relaxed and able to breathe. At least if the sight of your naked little sister doesn't keep taking your breath away. Now, I unbutton your shirt for you. I'm not used to undressing someone else, and these buttons are really small. There's even some buttons where I wouldn't expect them to be. It's like a puzzle. But now I have your shirt off, and I can work on your pants. Those are easier. Even if I undo them, I get very conscious of what's underneath. You're so very hard. You still haven't told me no yet. But as I pull your pants down, the size of your erection is telling me yes. Then your underwear, last of all. It's nothing fancy. I'm embarrassed to think how much more my bra and panties must have cost compared to these. There's nothing wrong with them, though, other than they're getting in the way of our having sex. So I take them off. Now, you're just as naked as I am. Well, other than the makeup I have on. And I don't want to take this corsage off of my wrist. I love it too much. There's still music playing. We can dance to that in our hotel room now. Except when I lean into you, it's our naked flesh that's touching. It's my nipples pressing against your chest. There were never any chaperones making sure we didn't get too close during the prom. And there certainly aren't any here now. I could dance like this with you all night. But that would be getting in the way of ending this night in the best possible way. I'll take you by the hand now and lead you over to the bed in our hotel room. It may look suspiciously like the living room sofa that's been shoved to the edge of the room. But if I say it's a bed, It's bad. And if I say you're my prom date and not my brother, then work with me on that too. Especially as I lie myself down on the bed, my naked body on display for this special boy that's done so much for me tonight and made me feel like the princess I am. Sit down next to me for a moment. There was one thing I couldn't put on my wish list. Not when it was public and Mom could see it, because I was hoping she'd buy me everything. Did you happen to buy any condoms? No, it's okay. I would have gotten some somehow if the regular prom had gone on. And you didn't know that this night would turn into this. Neither of us did. I don't really want to stop, though. Not for something so stupid as not having a condom. Maybe if you were someone other than who you are, I'd say we can do it, but you'd have to pull out. Except, well, I know when the time comes, I'll hesitate and let you do it anyway. So let's drop that charade. So we can have sex. There will be no protection and no pulling out unless you decide you absolutely must. Although I hope you don't. I could get pregnant, but that doesn't seem so important right now. It wouldn't ruin this particular evening. Not like you not coming in me would. Do you still want to make love to your little sister? You might get her pregnant. Maybe not, but it could happen. After today, I wouldn't deny you anything. Not a dance, nor my body. Not even the use of my womb for your baby. Well, don't just tell me. Show me. There's room on this, bed for two. Especially if you get on top of me. You still manage to look handsome, even without the tux. But I'm seeing you with new eyes tonight. Although they're a little misty-eyed as well. I fought back tears of joy all night. Largely to spare my makeup. I still may cry, but only for good reasons. Go ahead. Take your cock and put it into me. I want to, and you want to, and while there are so many reasons we shouldn't, those first two reasons are all we need to pay attention to. Just take your cock and guide it to my waiting pussy. Like my eyes, it's just a little wet. And again, it's all because of you. Okay, maybe it's more than a little wet. As you can tell, since your cock is touching it. But don't you want to see how wet it is inside as well? And feel that wetness all around you? It's okay, big brother. Take my virginity. You're my prom date. It's okay. Oh, you're doing it. Oh, you're pushing your cock into me. Oh, deeper and deeper. Oh, we're making love now. Oh, just like it was in all of my fantasies of my prom night. Except I never imagined it could be you. I never imagined it would be my big brother inside of me. Except this feels so right for us to be doing this. Oh, keep going. I'll be as clumsy in this dance at first as you were during the prom. But like you, I just need to listen to my heart and find my rhythm. Ignore the music playing in the background. We'll find our own tempo. Right now, you moving slowly in and out of me is just perfect. It's far more intimate than us dancing together naked. Although we're still dancing in a way. It's just that, your cock is inside of me now. But our bodies are still moving as if we were one. Would you kiss me? I don't care if you mess up my lipstick. I want to be kissed on my prom night. Almost as much as I wanted to have sex. Thank you, big brother, for the kiss. For making love to me, as you're doing now. But most of all for this night. You're the best big brother in the world, and I do love you. This isn't the prom night I dreamt about. It's better. And you're making me realize my virginity isn't losing to lose. It's something to give, and I gave it to you. I'm not much of a giving person, really. I'm all about getting presents on my birthday and on Christmas. But I'm enjoying giving you this so much. Touch my breast, too. Don't feel like you shouldn't touch my body because I'm your sister. At least not when you're already making love to me. Rub my breast or squeeze my bottom. Kiss my neck or my throat or wherever you can reach. All while your cock is into me as deep as it can go. Oh, this is perfect. Just like the rest of the night. Like everything else tonight. You've made it all about me. At the same time, you're enjoying seeing me happy. You had fun dancing with me. And you love having sex with me. I can see it in your face. But I probably have the same expression on mine. As brother and sister, we already look a lot alike, and maybe even more so in our shared passion. I look up as you thrust into me, and I see a version of my face looking back at me. But yours is strong and masculine, while mine is soft and feminine. Perhaps covered in makeup, but definitely covered in adoration for my big brother. You will come in me, won't you? I know it isn't smart, but none of this is. This is my special night, and I don't want to lose anything beyond right now. I want my first time having sex to be more than me crossing off an item on the list. I want it to be the special occasion it deserves, with mutual orgasms. And filling me with cum. And love. I do love you. As a sister, yes. But more than that now. This is the night I fell in love with my big brother. The night I made love with him. Maybe even the night he impregnates me. Having a baby is no longer the scary thought it once was. Even if the circumstances should terrify me. but I love you so much and need this so bad. And you do too. You need a girl in your life, just like your little sister. And there is no one more like me than me. And no one now that loves you more. Get ready. We're going to come. Don't you dare pull out. It's the smart thing to do, but I would never forgive you if you did it now. It would break my heart to think I wasn't good enough for my brother's come or his baby. And I want both. Now. Now, please. Don't make me wait any longer. Oh, don't make me fight my orgasm anymore. Oh, please come in me. Oh, and let me come. Oh, fill your little sister's pussy and make a baby in her womb. Please. Oh, yes. Take care of me if I get pregnant, won't you? Just as you take care of my prom and everything else you've done. Oh, I knew you would. I always knew you'd be there for me. Not just that you'd also be in me. You and so much of your hot cum and your baby. My brother fucked me. Just like I always imagined my prom date would. Except now, take me upstairs to my bedroom and fuck me like a big brother should. Just because prom night is over doesn't mean we are.